Many job applicants feel that they must provide what the employer needs to know in an interview. But how much information would you be prepared to give? Do you really feel that honesty is the best policy in getting the job you want? Or do you feel that a little fib or even a big lie will help you? Perhaps you feel that in telling a lie, you are simply stretching the truth and that it will go unnoticed. If so, watch out. Job applicants who lie in interviews can show it by their movements, says Alan Pease, a management consultant who specializes in body language. What people say is often very different from what they think or feel, and dishonest behavior is often shown by a combination of key phrases and gestures which signal that a lie is about to be told. People who suddenly begin to touch their face or who sit back in their chair to distance themselves from the interviewer are probably lying, Mr. Pease says, and if they start statements with phrases such as, to be perfectly honest, or to tell the truth, they are almost certainly fibbing. Mr. Pease, whose book Body Language is coming out in a new edition today, says 90% of first impressions are made in the first 4 minutes of a meeting. So job applicants need to think carefully about the nonverbal signals they send out. He believes that women are more aware of unconscious signals than men are. That's why if a man is going to lie to a woman and doesn't want to be caught, it is better to do it by fax or phone, so that she cannot see him. He says, take care also during interviews not to continually use fillers such as sort of and you know, which reduce the power of what you are saying, he says. People do this because they are scared of pausing, particularly in a stressful situation, such as an interview. But pausing can be a very powerful way of controlling the conversation. He suggests that applicants could prepare themselves by videotaping a practice interview with a friend in order to spot repetitive habits. When you meet someone face to face, what you say accounts for only 7 to 10% of the impression you make. How you say something accounts for 20 to 30%. And 60 to 80% depends on the nonverbal messages you send out. Just remember that you can win or lose a job without saying a word.